There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc,
and it starts now. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to our fabulous show, kicking it off in 2021, The Psychic and the Doc. Of course, The Psychic is our psychic lawyer, Mark Anthony, and I'm Dr. Pat. Hi, Mark.
How you doing, Dr. Pat? It's great to be here in the new year, although 2021 has gotten off to a bit of an auspicious start.
Yeah, we're going to do like a funny thing today with that, and it's going to be a powerful thing. I often think about how smart the God of our understanding, the goddess, whatever, smarter than a fifth grader, I think. And we're going to talk about why that is today. But tell us for you what today's show is all about.
Today's show is a message of hope. And the reason I'm saying that, Dr. Pat, and since June of 2020, I'd say at least 90% of the readings that I've done for people, the other side mentions COVID. And I refer to the other side as the collective consciousness, because spirits are never alone. They're pure energy and they're linked to other spirits that are linked to other spirits, which is why during spirit communication sessions, a spirit of a loved one can bring forth information that far exceeds the scope of anything he or she knew. Yet sometimes there's a consistency, and the other side's been very concerned about what's happening in this world with COVID. And so I kept getting the same message over and over. It said, March 2021, reverse course. March 2021, reverse course. Don't let your guard down. Wear your armor. It's the beginning of the end, reverse course. And I kept seeing that. And so I kept track of it. And all my clients said, well, that's very unusual. Now, the reason that I know that it was related to COVID is because a year ago, in January 2020, I was doing a reading for a client, and her father's spirit came through and projected to me in a vision of her wearing a surgical mask and everybody around her wearing a surgical mask. So I figured, well, maybe she's in the medical profession. She said, I'm not. I go, are you going for surgery? She said, no. And then she contacted me in May of 2020. She just said, Mark, when my dad's spirit portrayed me wearing a surgical mask, that's when we all started having to wear masks because of COVID. We didn't know it at the time. And that's what I always tell people, you know, if you don't understand the message right away, don't worry about it. If you don't get it, don't sweat it. So I kept a note of this March 2021 reverse course, keep your guard up, don't keep your armor on. And then I posted that on Facebook, and like a week later, it became national and international news that there were vaccines for COVID. And by the end of March of 2021 and April 2021, they would be distributed nationwide. So it appears that the other side is more than well aware of this vaccine. And since spirits can see what we consider the future, they're letting us know the reverse course means this is the beginning of us getting the handle on COVID. But what about the second part of the message? Keep your guard up, keep your armor on, or don't let your guard down, keep your armor on. They're telling us to wear a mask. Still practice the social distancing. That's your armor. The mask is your armor. You know, keep your guard up. And So what the other side has been showing us is that we are going to vanquish this. We are going to prevail, but it's going to require people not only getting vaccinated, but to continue to social distance and to wear our masks. And Dr. Pat, I know that everybody wants like a Harry Potter magic wand where we wave it and all of a sudden everybody's better and the COVID virus is gone. But that's not the way this works, but it is going to turn around. And for those of you who are using the gray matter, which is between our ears, you will make it through just fine.
You know, I love that this is, you know, the message you're bringing forth. And today, of course, is, as we said in our announcement, you know, this is a live call-in show for both of us, you know, for both of us to reach out and talk to people about. And I want to make sure folks know we're taking your questions from Facebook. If you go to Facebook, Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio, and also if you go to Mark's site, if you go to our website, if you send us an instant message, if you call in to our live call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, we've got two people doing that. I want to talk about let me get your language correct. You know, the language you're using is reversal. Is that correct?
Reverse course.
Reverse course. I have been talking about planetary movements, energy. I've been talking about them for about a month. Had Deb Silverman on today. We talked about them more. And I saw it last night. And I shared this with the listeners today, and they're talking to me, dude, like, what did you watch last night? You must not have been watching the channel I was watching last night. And I said, well, I didn't watch a lot of TV. I'm like working full time. I'm on air like, what, 4 hours a day? And when I'm not on air, I'm talking to you, Mark, or other people. But I saw what you're talking about last night, and I saw this energy. I saw the shift. I wasn't alone, though. And here's what I want to say about it. And I said this to Deb today. You know, you and I, we did a show on this. We did a show on Jupiter. We did a show on Saturn.
Right.
We did a show on that energy. And beyond that one date, it's really kicking into gear now. But it's kicking into gear in shifts. It's kicking into gear in, how should we say it, reversals. It's kicking into gear in shifts of energy. It's kicking into gear. And the question mark that remains for me is, do we continue to need a borderline critical crisis for us to see each other, to really see each other? And, you know, it's interesting. I said to Deb today, I said, you know, I used to have this joke about Jupiter and Saturn, because my friends keep asking me, and they ask me a question, like, are you like in a relationship with these two planets? Like, what's wrong with you? And I said, what are you talking about? They said, what's going on with you and Jupiter? I said, let me tell you like this. Here's the way it goes. Jupiter will look at Saturn and say to Saturn, hey, Saturn, why don't we go dancing? Saturn will look at Jupiter and say, under two conditions. One, I get to lead. Two, you got to wear stilettos. Jupiter will then come back to Saturn and say, yeah, if I could only pick out the red glittery stilettos. And so this is a dance of energy. We're seeing it. What you described, people would say, is a miracle. But you've talked about things happening in the future before, Mark. It's more than a conversation, isn't it? You can sense and feel, and you're getting messages of a shift, aren't you?
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you brought up the Jupiter and Saturn alignment, because it happens so infrequently. And the last time it was as close as it was on this last December 21 was 800 years ago. And we grow in response to adversity. And growth is often painful, difficult, it's upsetting, it uproots our world, but it's necessary to stimulate us to become proactive, not just reactive. So as stressful and as horrible and as difficult as all these challenges have been, I am feeling that this is all a necessary part of opening the door to a new phase, not just for us individually, but for us as a species.
Mark, I want to talk about the importance of today's show, and thank you for opening the door for that conversation, because you and I decided to come out of the gate and do this show and really open it up and really talk about, you know, what you and I are discussing as shifts of energy, transformations. I call them transmutations. And my friends got a little bit on my case today because I brought up what I observed last night. And they said to me, you know, Pat, you are the last person on the planet, given your family history from South Carolina, what you've been trying to get done in South Carolina. South Carolina, for 21 years in a row, is the highest state for women being murdered by men. So I have a different mission. So at least once a week or twice a month, I write Lindsey Graham. I do something. I send him the reports. I do something. Now, last night, what I saw, and I wrote him today, I don't agree with a lot of what he agrees with. But this reversal thing you're talking about, this reversal thing, the energy, the shift, the messages you're getting from beyond, we saw it last night.
Yeah.
We saw it. So I want to say that what you're talking and predicting, what you're saying, we're already beginning to see it. And that's the hope that we have to hold on to. And remember, we all are humanity. We are all that. And there's so much more. Mark, why don't we take a short break? Okay. Because when we come back, we've got people that have been waiting on the phone. I want to be able to go through and get as many callers in. What is the best way for people to tap into Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer?
My website, which is evidenceofeternity.com, which is the same as my last book, Evidence of Eternity. And you can find out about tuning into the Psychic and the Doc, scheduling a reading with me, a phone session. And please sign up for my newsletter to keep you up to date on everything I'm doing and everything I'm doing with Dr. Pat.
I love it. We're going to take a short break, everybody. And when we come back, we're going to get to the phones. We've got folks that have been waiting. We've got Marianne from Arizona. We got Annette from Florida. I don't even know who all the other people are, but I know we both got Jessica and Kellen on it. Short break, everybody. We promise we'll come back, and we are going to stay on air for a long time with you. We'll be right back.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment, or call us at 858-684-7575.
Is your mind running the show with thoughts bouncing around your cranium like a jet-propelled ping pong ball? You can't focus or relax. Quieting your mind is key to having a sense of inner peace and to being able to access your inner wisdom. So how can you quiet that racing mind? Just breathe. Sit with eyes closed and breathe in slowly, filling your lungs to capacity. Then gently and fully exhale. Repeat 10 or more times. I assure you, at the end of this exercise, your mind will have slowed and your body relaxed. You'll be better able to access your inner wisdom, guiding your personal evolution to becoming your highest and best self. I'm Carrie Kadombi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Hey everyone, I want to thank Angela Rinaldi for that piece, and I want to just really give a shout out to her. She was on the show earlier today, and you, like all of us, really struck by the effects of COVID, especially those of us that have lost people. She's a beautiful, beautiful pianist. If you go to YouTube and you search her out, Angela Rinaldi, you're going to find some beautiful meditation music. This is what I'm talking about, Mark. You know, this is a woman who, like many people, are in the middle of this pandemic, and the work that you would normally have, the musicians out doing concerts, you're not doing them. So what does Angela do? She decides, I'm going to write beautiful music. I'm going to write meditation music. I'm going to do this. I'm going to contribute to help people. That was a piece called Surrender. And if you go to her YouTube channel, I would love everybody to support her. Her music is for sale. And she came on the show today. And see, these are the things I think about, Mark, when we're talking about the pandemic. And we spend a lot of time focusing on the horrific nature of things. And then there becomes an angel like Angela. And we have a listening audience like that. Now, look, we've got some folks waiting. We ready?
I am ready.
All right. Kellen, who do we want to bring on first?
We have Annette from Florida, and she is on the air.
Annette?
Yes?
Hello?
Hi, Annette. How can we help you?
Oh, I just wanted to know, I know you speak to the spirits, and I'd like to know, the spirits know that my husband, he doesn't have the COVID, he's got cancer. And his doctor really can't get chemo to work right for him. And there's like no other way, no other treatments for him. And I would like the spirits to know that he's not well.
Well, hold on. Annette, hold on. You don't have to say, I want the spirits to know. They know, okay? Mm-hmm. And you got to realize, yeah, spirits aren't like, and please forgive me, but they're not like Santa Claus. You don't sit down with a list of, I want this, I want this, I want them to know this. What we do in spirit communication is I open up to higher frequency and the spirits come forward and I'll transmit to you what they're telling me about your husband. And what they're telling me is that his internal organs, particularly his kidneys, his liver, it feels like his spleen and it feels like his lower GI tract and colon are under a tremendous amount of stress. It's like they're under attack. And it feels like the cancer, either it has metastasized into that area or it's heavily concentrated there anyway. Does this make any sense to you, Annette?
No, actually, the doctor told me he has a tumor up on his right shoulder area.
All right, Annette, you need to listen. Hold on, Annette.
Please give him a scan so we can make sure it didn't spread.
Hold on for 1 second, Annette, because Mark has got some additional messages for you.
Right. And in spirit communication, instead of immediately going to no and saying no, because what that does, Annette, is it generates a negative barrier and they start to back off. What the spirits are telling me, they're focusing on his kidneys, his liver, his colon, his lower GI tract. Now, he may have the tumor in his shoulder or wherever, but that doesn't mean that it isn't metastasizing to this area. But what they're focusing very heavily on is the kidneys, the liver, the colon, the GI tract. They all deal with the filtration system of his body. And I'm also detecting a massive acidic influx, which indicate, and cancer feeds on sugar, and sugar turns to acid, and it's a cycle that keeps bolstering and bolstering the cancer. And what I keep tasting, when I taste the sensation of baking soda in my mouth, what that indicates is that your husband needs to be on the alkaline diet, which is, and you can do an internet search for the type of things that he should be eating, but that includes the green leafy vegetables. He needs to eliminate from his diet pretty much all red meat, especially pork. When he does eat meat, it's got to be chicken,
fish. We don't eat
fish.
That, though.
Right. You need to listen, please. And I don't mean to cut you off, but when I'm getting a message, and when you cut me off like that, I can lose the spirit.
I'm sorry.
So he needs to be eating the alkaline diet. And that's why I'm saying eliminate the, and if you have already eliminated the red meats, that's a good thing. And that what they're doing, and when I say they, I mean the spirits, what they're doing is they're acknowledging that you're doing that. They're also telling me, and I'm tasting a lot of hummus, a lot of chickpeas, a lot of beans. So essentially that would be not just the alkaline diet, but the Mediterranean diet, which includes that. So you've got to be eating, he's got to be eating these things to help lower the sugar levels and the acidic content of his body. They're also telling me that he is in for a very rough ride, and I'm not going to tell you not to do the chemo, because the purpose of collective consciousness communication, which is your collective of spirits communicating through me to you, is to transmit information of a helpful nature. So that's what they want you to know. The other problem is, what type of water are you drinking, or is he drinking, Annette? Because they're focusing very, very much on the water. Are you drinking filtered water, reverse osmosis water, tap water? What kind of water are you drinking?
We drink water that we buy. It's distilled water, and that's what we drink.
Okay, there's the problem. Distilled water is not good. You need to be drinking reverse osmosis water. Distilled water,
oh, really?
That's why the spirits are zeroing in on this. Distilled water is basically devoid of any health benefit. It's just water. Whereas reverse osmosis is absorbed into your system more easily. And now, this also ties into the filtration system of his body. That's where they're focusing on the kidneys, on the liver, and on the lower GI tract, and in the colon. So let's switch over to reverse osmosis. And basically, you just look at the package, and it'll say, you know, purified through reverse osmosis. Because
okay.
What it is, the molecules in the water, this is my understanding, is that they're more easily absorbed into the body when the water has been subjected to the reverse osmosis process. So if you could take those suggestions from the other side. Is your mom on the other side? Because I'm getting a female energy connected to you that feels very mom-like.
My mom is on the other side, and so is his mom.
Okay, because I'm getting a mom coming through. And did either his mom or your mom have some problem with their throat or difficulty breathing or swallowing prior to passing? Because I'm getting this tightness in my throat, and it's like... like that. It doesn't feel like they were strangled or anything, but it feels like there was some type of issue, difficulty swallowing, breathing, some major problem going on with the ability to swallow.
That might be my mother, because his mother died of breast cancer.
Okay, so that's why I figured this was your mother, and hold on.
Yeah.
Stand by.
When she was in the hospital, and I think the medicine that they gave her killed her. Now, did you say kidney, liver, and the GI tract?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so your mother came through basically to establish contact with you, and Annette, I can only imagine what you're going through right now. I helped care for my dad when he had cancer, and I want to thank you for being an awesome caretaker, and that's what your mother is chiming in to. She said you learned from the best, so I get the feeling that your mom taught you a lot of really, really good things. And one of the most important things your mom taught you is putting those who love you first. Dr. Pat, do you have anything you'd like to include?
Yeah.
The doctor said that the chemo is lowering his red cell count and his white cell count. And that's why they don't want to give him the chemo. It's mm-hmm. lowering the cell count. And his platelets are low.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they won't give him chemo.
Yeah. I look.
And when I asked them about Keytruda, they said that they already tested him and the Keytruda would not help him at all.
Okay. Here's what I want to say to you. I know what this journey's like. I've been on it myself and I've been on it with other people. Don't stop asking them the questions. Don't stop. You keep asking as many questions and as many doctors, and if you have to ask the same question 10 times, you ask it. If you don't like the answer, you say, I don't understand your answer. Tell me more. If you don't get any satisfaction with that, this is the energy of 2021. I just want to tell you now. If you don't get any satisfaction with that, go get another opinion. But you see, if I ever get sick, I want you in my trench because you are asking the questions that people that are not well can't ask. So I want to thank you for that and keep asking. Cool?
And that's true, too.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Annette. God bless you.
Let's do this. Let's go take a short break here. I want to give Kellen and Jessica time to get the callers in the queue here. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, what is the word that comes up for you today on January 7, 2021? What is the word? What is the word for you? Can be in Italian if you want, but no cussing on the show. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Is your mind running the show with thoughts bouncing around your cranium like a jet-propelled ping pong ball? You can't focus or relax. Quieting your mind is key to having a sense of inner peace and to being able to access your inner wisdom. So how can you quiet that racing mind? Just breathe. Sit with eyes closed and breathe in slowly, filling your lungs to capacity. Then gently and fully exhale. Repeat 10 or more times. I assure you, at the end of this exercise, your mind will have slowed and your body relaxed. You'll be better able to access your inner wisdom, guiding your personal evolution to becoming your highest and best self. I'm Carrie Kadombi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
The beautiful music of Angela Rinaldi. If you want to go check her out on YouTube, go ahead and get over there, Angela Rinaldi, and you'll be able to find her. She's a fabulous pianist, musician. And during COVID, not being able to play and be out there, she decided to donate her talent to creating meditation music in honor of those that have passed or those who could not take it here anymore. So a hat goes off to Angela, really, for that. Her music is also available to purchase. I really encourage us to support these folks that so selflessly are here in support of others. And, you know, she called into the show today, Mark, and I can't tell you how touching it was, right? And once I heard her music, it was like, what a gift.
It really is beautiful. And, you know, the music is perfect for this episode because it's both inspirational and somber. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is a very somber day. And you know, I've always been a big fan of Steve Martin's. I always found him hysterically funny, but always a gentleman. And he said something once that really resonated with me. He said, I never get political because when you do, you lose half your audience. He said, treat everyone with dignity and respect. Yep. And so, you know, everybody has an opinion about what happened yesterday, and that's why it is a somber day, yet we must remain hopeful and inspired that tomorrow will lead to is the first step toward a more healthful and positive future.
You know, it's interesting, Mark, we're talking about this, and we're going to go to the phone right away here. Somebody asked me, because I talk a lot about my past, and, you know, I've shared stories here and there about it, and I got a question from one of our listeners about this, and the question was kind of, you know, Pat, you talk a lot, and basically she said, you've been around a few decades, Pat, and, you know, you've talked around some things when growing up in your teenage years and stuff. Have you ever seen anything like this? And I had to think a minute, and I said to her, the first time I was ever afraid for my life was in the West Village of New York in 69, the summer of 69, when the police raided a bar I was in. That bar is called Stonewall.
Wow.
And I said, if that's the first time that I not only feared for my life, I feared for my reputation. I feared that everything that I ever knew or believed in was gone. And I said, the second time I feared for my life is when, in a protest against the Vietnam War, and yes, it was a protest, the guy next to me got shot and died. And I said, so have I ever seen anything like this before? Well, kinda. Does that mean that we have to continue to experience this? I don't have an answer for that. I don't have an answer for that. Because those two events I just mentioned changed the landscape of freedom for two groups of people for a long time to come. I don't have an answer today, Mark.
Well, sometimes there isn't an answer, Dr. Pat, but it's the questions that are important. And I learned that in law school, rhetorical questions, you know, and they drive you crazy, you know, like what came first, the chicken or the egg? And you're like, ah, you know, and you start thinking about that. But the thing is, by these seemingly unanswerable questions, it gets us thinking and it gets us asking more questions.
Yep.
And so it is in this pursuit for knowledge that what happens is we begin to unfold and open up a whole plethora, a whole menu of possible solutions to all of these problems. And the fact of the matter is, you don't know, and with the last caller, you know, she's coping with the struggle that her husband is battling cancer and it's devastating. And in many cases, you don't know the disease exists until the symptoms really manifest.
Yeah.
And so let's look at it like this. The symptoms have manifested, and now we know there's an illness, and we must all work together. So perhaps we needed to be shaken to our very foundations. I remember years ago, I was only 19, and I was a student, and I was in Rome, Italy. And I was walking down the street with a friend of mine. In fact, I saw him recently. I haven't seen him in years, David. And we had a sense something wasn't right. And I remember, like, we said, yeah, let's get back to our hotel because we're in a foreign city and it's late. And as soon as we walked into our hotel, we heard what sounded like, this is our point of reference. It sounded like, you know, when a garbage truck takes a dumpster and puts it down and goes wham, like that, really, really loud, except it was about 100 times as loud. And then we started hearing people screaming and lights flashing, and we ran out. And the Communist Party headquarters was right around the corner from our hotel, and the fascists blew it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here we are and we're looking and, you know, we're 18 years old and we're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, so these things we've always thought, well, that doesn't happen here. And right. I was shocked that it happened in, you know, a European country, you know, Italy. But it can happen here. And because it's happened here, it gets us thinking, you know, let's take a step back, look at all this, and let's analyze it, because there are solutions. Doesn't mean they're easy. It's like the message I got from the other side. Doesn't mean it's going to be over right away, but each step, it's like the journey through grief. Each day is another step.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can take a couple steps. Other times you fall down. Sometimes you take a few steps back. But the point is, we as a nation, and not just as a nation, but as people, whether you're coping with cancer, whether you're coping with grief, no matter what you're dealing with, it's one step at a time, but you have to keep moving forward. And I'd like to throw out a quote from one of my favorite people to quote, Winston Churchill. And he said, "You'll never reach your destination if you stop and throw stones at every dog that barks."
Gotta love looking at that guy. We're going to go right to the phones. And thank you for bringing up the step metaphor, because I'm sitting here with a total knee replacement. And I'm thinking Mark has been talking to Sean, my physical therapist, right there. Let's go to the phones if we could, Kellen, please.
All right. We have Linda from Ohio.
Hi, Linda.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Linda. It's Dr. Pat and Mark.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Pat and Mark.
How can we help you today?
Well, I had a general question. I just wanted to ask Mark, what did he see for my life at this time? Because I've been through like 7 years of hell, and if he sees any improvement.
All right, hold on. Kellen, is there any way you can clear up her audio? I can hear her voice, but I can't really understand it. It's kind of distorted.
Yeah.
I tried.
Linda, are you on a headset or a cell phone?
I'm on a cell phone. My name is Denise. It's not Linda.
I can't understand anything she's
sorry,
saying. We're trying.
What's your name?
Denise.
Oh, Denise. It's not Linda. Okay, Denise, great. So if you're on a cell phone, all I'm asking you to do is if you could just hold it next to your ear, but move the mouthpiece a little bit away from your mouth if you could.
Okay, I'll do that because I have it on speaker. Maybe that's the problem.
That's it.
Oh, there we go.
Booyah. Booyah, the speakers. I call it the speaker static.
Okay, you know, and I'm glad, Denise, I'm glad you brought this issue up. Is for all the callers, if you're listening on the computer or on the radio, you've got to turn the speakers on your computer off. You've got to turn your radio off when you're on the phone and you're doing the call in with us. And here's why. Your phone picks up on the speakers on the computer or the radio, and it causes feedback. And we call it a distortion. And we can't hear you. So number one, Dr. Pat and I can't hear you. Number two, the resonance of your voice and the clarity of the sound quality is crucial to the spirit communication and my connection with the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. So the sound clarity has got to be as clean as possible. So, all right, Denise, let's give her a go. How do you sound without the speakerphone?
Okay. Thank you for that information. I was not aware of that. Okay. So I was asking Mark, I said, what did you see for this year for me? Because the last 7 years,
all right, hold on, Denise. First off, I'm not a fortune teller. I'm a medium. So what I'm going to do is open up and see if a spirit connected to you wants to come forward and give me some information, okay, about what's going on with you. And there's a male energy coming through. And what I'm getting with him is he feels like he could be on the generation that came before you, which could be parent, could be uncle, could be a friend that was older. Okay, so I'm getting like a father type figure, male on that parental generation. And I'm feeling this heaviness in my chest. And I keep getting a So there was an extreme difficulty with him breathing. I'm getting pains in my back now. And interesting, where the pains are concentrated would be right behind my heart. So this indicates to me that there was both cardio and pulmonary issues with him. And suddenly I feel very icy cold. So what this is an indicator of, he may have been feeling like very cold or having the chills, but this could also be an issue with circulation. Now, the thing about this, even though he was quite physically ill and his condition was deteriorating and it was taking time, he still had his mental clarity. He knew what was going on. And the funny thing is, it seems to me that he was somewhat resistant to pain medication. And by resistant, maybe his body resisted it, or maybe he just didn't want that much pain medication because he wanted his wits about him. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yes, because my father, he passed away, but unfortunately, I didn't know how exactly he passed away, and I didn't know him very much, but he was a doctor. And I know he didn't like drugs.
And he didn't like drugs. Okay. So see, there, your interpretation is more important than mine because the reading's about you, not about me. And even though you may not have known your father very well, that doesn't matter in spirit communication because the spirit knows you. And as a spirit, they are part of what I call the collective consciousness, and meaning that he is linked to other spirits, linked to other spirits. Anyway, he's part of a huge information network. Let's see what he wants to say about you. He said that in the past several years, you feel like everything that you've engaged in has always fell flat. It's been a disaster. It's like it's fascinating too, because your physical well-being has been fairly consistent. Not fantastic, not terrible, but fairly consistent. Your emotions take a lot of dips, but he said, though, that you're able to maintain a balance there. Where you're having problems is maintaining a positive attitude, a positive attitude. He said, though, but it doesn't ever drag you down to the point that you can't function. He's also telling me that you've had enough of the way that things were. This is interesting, Dr. Pat. It's kind of what we've been talking about, and that you are looking at scrapping everything that you've been doing and starting a new venture. Are you starting some type of new career move or new shift in your financial well-being or how you manage your finances and your income, because that's what this feels like.
Oh, yeah, I'm expecting inheritance from him.
I'm sorry, what?
She's going to inherit from him.
She's going to inherit? No, well, there you go.
Okay.
All right, Dad. Yeah. Dad coming through. May not have been here all the time in this world, but he's acknowledging this. All right, he's telling you all right, I like this guy. Be very prudent. Be very prudent, okay? So he's telling you to be very, very cautious. And, oh, my gosh, he's showing me a book. Write this down. Write this down. The Richest Man in Babylon.
Wow.
The Richest Man in Pat, are you familiar with that book?
Wow. Did you write it down? The Richest Man in Babylon. Write that down.
Write that down.
You're getting a message on that.
Yeah. He's accessing a memory in me. This is a book that teaches people how to manage their finances and how to invest. And it's set in it's told in story form, set in ancient Babylon. And a lot of people, like when you sign up for like Dean Witter or Legg Mason or E.F. Hutton or, you know, those organizations, they want their clients to read it. And he is actually showing me that book. And when he said prudence, he wants you to educate yourself and then to work. He said, work with a woman wise in the ways of finance. So that must mean some type of investment counselor, broker, a female, okay, conservative, prudent. So when you get the inheritance, this is not, hey, I'm going shopping for a new car and new clothes and new jewelry. He's like, don't waste your money on that. Hey, Denise, what's going on with you and your digestive tract? Do you have any issues? And before you respond, when he said prudent, he's also drinking a glass of prune juice. Now, we don't have to get into a lot of details here, but is there anything going on with your peristalsis, okay, the flow of matter through your GI tract? Or the other thing about prunes is they have a very iron, I get an iron taste, which would be an indication that there may be an issue going on with you and protein, a.k.a. as well as iron.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been fasting quite a bit for the last 7 years, so maybe you're trying to tell me to cut it off, or I don't eat much. I eat very little. My diet is well.
Well, that does see. Now, your interpretation is more important than mine.
Yeah.
And you see how you took the whole GI tract thing is you fast a lot, which certainly impacts your GI tract and the movement of food through your body. And there's differing schools of thought on fasting. And fasting could also be a protein and iron deficiency because the two are very closely aligned. So my interpretation of that message, based on your interpretation of that message, is you need to be consulting with a healthcare professional on your dietary habits. And then when you inherit the money, you need to be consulting with a professional skilled in money. In other words, go to an investment brokerage, a reputable one, not some fly-by-night guy or the person down the street, somebody that this is what their job is, is helping people invest. That's what your father wants you to know.
Yeah.
Dr. Pat?
No. And I do have one thing I want to say. For me, having had some health crises in the past, I don't know, a couple of decades, one thing I learned is left to my own devices, I will never do well. And so why I do believe in fasting, I do not do any fasting without the absolute consultation or direction from my physician. And so I would just do what, you know, Mark and I are picking up on is we're not saying there's something wrong with fasting, but whenever you do something like this, please do it under direction of a health professional, okay?
Okay. It's just because I don't really like to eat, so I'm very. I'm gonna. And I've been doing it for on and off for 7 years.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like hard to. I would follow the advice. I would have to see a nutritionist or somebody like that.
Yeah, because what you want to do is when I was fasting, I would have to get regular blood work. because, you know, I just wasn't metabolizing things. And the fasting worked well for me. I wasn't on a regular basis, but I was on intermittent. And yet, though, you know, when I discovered that I wasn't paying attention to my blood work, and certainly when I was fasting, I wasn't putting a nutrition in that I should, you know, it's just a thought for you to follow up with in 2021.
Okay, I will. I'll definitely heed to that advice. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I got to say this in general for everybody. Here's what I want to say. We are bold people. We are independent. We do things by ourselves. We know how to rise up from whatever it is. This is the year to not take that journey alone. This is the year. Follow what Mark is saying. But please, even though you may sheltering in place, even though you may be alone, don't stay alone. There's so many ways to reach out. Mark, thank you for today. Tell folks how they can get a hold of you, how they can find out more about you.
Please visit my website, evidenceofeternity.com, and sign up for my newsletter. It's on my website, evidenceofeternity.com. You can sign up for a telephone reading with me. And also you can find out about my books, Never Letting Go and Evidence of Eternity. And Dr. Pat, I'm so glad to see you feeling better. And
yeah.
I know that that knee is going to be in full swing. It coming right up. And also everybody needs to be calm right now.
Yeah.
We've been through a very difficult time. What we don't need is to incite people, resist the temptation to attack people on social media, voice things. Yes, we all have a freedom of speech, but I'll never forget one of the things I learned in criminal law. When in a tight spot, never miss an opportunity to keep your mouth shut.
No kidding. Boy, I learned that too. I learned that right there in Stonewall. I learned that. Keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. And please don't get caught with those three illegal licenses that say that you're older than you are. Don't do that. I was a crazy kid. Mark, thank you so much. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We will be back again with the psychic and the doc. And later on this year, we're going to be asking you, what do you want to hear more of from us? All right, everybody, happy 2021. And remember what Mark said earlier. You know, the words for this year ring true for hope. Ring true for hope. We'll see you next time. Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.